Hey, good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Abatement Appeals Board. I would like to remind everyone to please mute yourself if you're not speaking. And the first item on the agenda is roll call. President Chavez.
Here.
Vice President Newman.
Here.
Commissioner Alexander Toot.
Here.
Commissioner Ming.
Here.
Commissioner Shaddix.
Here.
And Commissioner Williams is excused. And we have a quorum. And next, we have our land acknowledgement.
The Abatement Appeals Board acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Okay, thank you. Next, for any members of the public that may be listening in, the public comment call-in number is 415-655-0001. Access code is 2663-336-9026. And to raise your hand for public comment on a specific agenda item, press star 3 when prompted by the meeting moderator. Okay. Next, we have item B, approval of minutes. Discussion and possible action to adopt the minutes for a regular meeting held on November 20th, 2024. Is there a motion or any items to change for the minutes?
So approved.
Okay, so there's a motion by Commissioner Shaddix. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any public comment on the minutes? Then are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then thank you. The minutes are approved. Okay, next we have item C, discussion and possible action regarding proposing special meeting to hear Abatement Appeals Board appeals. President Chavez.
Great. I mentioned this at our last Building Inspection Commission hearing. We have quite the backlog of cases, and in order to get through them, we are hoping to have special sessions, additional meetings, in order to get through these cases, especially seeing as it takes an hour to get through one at a time. So just letting you all know, I think we'll get back to you on potential dates, but we'll have an increased cadence of meetings in 2025.
Okay, thank you. The commissioners have any comments or anything regarding that? Okay.
My only request is that they start after the budget so that we don't kind of pile up too much in a month. That would be my only request.
Okay, yep. Sure. No problem. Okay, thank you. There no other comments. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay. Next we'll need to administer the oath. Will all parties that are giving testimony today please stand? Okay. You can raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, so we're on to item D, new appeals, order of abatement. Case number 6941, 2119 22nd Street. Owner of record and appellant, 2119 22nd Street, LLC. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the October 4th, 2022 order of abatement and assessment of costs. And then just for the for everyone's notice, the department will present its case first, and they have 7 minutes. Then the appellant will present for 7 minutes. There will be public comment for 3 minutes for each speaker. And then the both parties will have rebuttal of 3 minutes. And the department can come forward for staff.
Good
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone and Building Inspection Commissioner. My name is Joe Ng, Senior Building Inspector for Code Enforcement of DBI. I'm here today representing the department for an AAB appeal case presentation on today's agenda. Following with the AAB appeal case number 6941, the property address is 2119 22nd Street, block number 4158, lot number 064, campaign number 20186642. The subject property consists of a two-story roof frame building in Type 5B construction for a single residential use R3 occupancy. The subject property is located at the hillside in an area identified as a slope protection zone by DBI. 7 years ago, property owner obtained a building permit to address the violation for the repair of the deteriorated building foundation along the west side property line. During the routine inspection, DBI inspector revealed that the construction being performed was significantly deviated from the approved permit. Inspector issued NOV to summarize the violation found for the unauthorized new basement level development along with the massive excavation for over 50 cubic yards of the soil, including the construction of the retaining wall foundation that deviated from the approved permit. The unauthorized retaining wall foundation was found failed at the time of inspection. The property owner completed some temporary soaring work 4 years ago, and additional lateral basing 2 years ago. Last Tuesday, code enforcement staff conduct a site verification inspection for the AAB hearing static update. We found the complete lateral basing work was only temporary supporting the building. Today, the violation remains outstanding for the unauthorized excavation and the retaining wall foundation. Currently, the owner is pursuing permit to demo the existing building and erecting a brand new three-story single-family residential building within the subject lot. The current static, only the temporary soaring work will complete to support the existing building. The property owner filed two other permit applications for existing building demolition and new building erection are still pending for DBI approval. Department recommendation, uphold the order of payment, including imposing assessment of cost, the NOV funding, and DBI hearing officer decision will be safe and accurate. And I do have some photo can share that. So this is the excavated basement unauthorized foundation. You can see that the upper actually is the level immediately below the street level, and the further lower level is the basement unauthorized excavation. So. This photo shows some unauthorized retaining wall foundation. At the rear portion of the building is also concerned is the area where the unauthorized basement. This photo shows some supporting the owner performed it more recently. This photo captured from the rear yard, and this, so the unauthorized that has been, the deteriorated rear that has been removed, and also so the condition of the building. That's it for now. Thank you.
Hey. Hey, thank you. The appellant may come forward.
Morning. My name is David.
Oh, you speak into the microphone. Right. Sorry.
My name is David Buckley. I'd like to correct the inspector. I just bought the building about 3 years ago. It wasn't me who did the violations on the building. I'm actually trying to correct them. We've gotten rid of most of the violations except one, because, as he said, we're looking for permits for a new building. That's going through the city right now. We can't really correct it until we know what we're putting up there. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to say. That's pretty much it. Got any questions for me or anything? I mean, this is something that I've been saying all the time, and I don't know what else to say, you know?
Okay. All right. Thank you. And the commissioners, they'll let you know if they have any other questions.
All right.
Is there a public comment regarding this item? None online. Okay. It's rebuttal time. So the department have rebuttal.
We recognize that there's a new ownership change possibly like 2 years ago, but the violation will be adherence to the current owner, so they are still responsible to take off the violation timely. Thank you.
Thank you. The appellant have any rebuttal?
I have no problems with fixing the violations, but I can't do it until I get my permits for the new building. It's just I can't do it. So, I mean, I've fixed whatever violations I could, and the rest of them, when we get our permits from the city, then we, you know, that's the process that we're trying to go through right now, you know? So.
Thank you. The board deliberation.
Purchasing a property with violations doesn't make them go away. I understand where things are and that you don't want to do additional work before, you know, if you're going to basically clear and start new and you're going to do new building, but it doesn't, you bought knowing that there were violations. And so I don't, as far as I see, I don't see a reason that we wouldn't uphold them.
I just want to ask if the department had a recommendation. What is the department's recommendation?
The department recommended you uphold the order of abatement.
Commissioner
Faddix. A little slow this morning, sorry. I'm not sure who my question is going to, but I'm kind of stuck on this myself. Perhaps you could answer this. So if they bought the building, you know, there are existing NOVs on there, that's obvious. He's trying to correct the NOVs, and he's gotten all the way to the point where the final NOV he can't correct, because he wants to demolish the building or rebuild the building. Are we all stuck here? I mean, I'm not getting something here. Is he going to have to fix an NOV and then turn around and demolish whatever it is he just fixed so he can move forward? I guess that's my question. Does he have to go back and fix something that he's going to just turn around and ultimately demolish so he can move this project forward? And also, I always like to point out that, you know, they're here. They're everybody's here trying to work to yes and get things moving forward. So I always appreciate, you know, you coming downtown here. I know it's not easy to find parking and all of that, so that's appreciated greatly. But I'm stuck on that part. Like, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah, I can answer Matt. That. Just in general. So there's the previous owner did a bunch of work beyond the scope of the permits. That's what generated our notice of violation. You're correct. He could have gone down the path, okay, I'll fix these violations, but he chose the other path where he's going to demolish the building and rebuild. We wouldn't make them do the repairs, then they knock down the building. We're at a stage here where he's applied for a demolition permit. We don't have a guarantee that they're actually going to be approved by the planning department. So I'm like you. We want to get to yes. We want a safe building there. But like he did buy the purchase the property knowing these violations were there.
Yeah.
I would say just maybe in the effort of fairness, if you want to put this in abeyance for 2-3 months to see what happens with the demolition permit, if that gets approved, and then obviously they demolish the building, all the violations are gone, and that would be a win for everybody here, I think. But it's your opinion. Our director's hearing officer placed the order of abatement here, and then the next step is for your decision whether you want to uphold it or not.
Commissioner Newman?
The violations don't go away because there's a new owner. You buy it with the liability and...
Just 1 second.
If I ask you a question, okay. then yes, but can you hold a moment, please? And so you buy it understanding that it is your responsibility to clear the violations. It's been 3 years. I would like to understand when the permits went in. So if you could let me know when the permits went in and whether or not you sort of had a vision before you went in.
Well, I had a lot of visions. Not many of them turned out the way we all want them to. I have no problems with fixing the violations. That's not a problem. I knew there was violations on it. The depth and the scope of the violations. The last one, I can't do it. Because if you take out and repair a foundation, I don't know what I can put on the building yet. So the scope of the foundation, the scope of the building will tell me, determine what the foundation will go in there, what the new foundation, if you understand what I'm saying.
I completely
understand.
I have
no problems with fixing the violations. That's going to get done. I can't do it with the building in place. It's too dangerous, and it's not feasible.
So do you have architectural plans? Do you have plans that are going through the approval process? Do you have a designed foundation at this point that's going to planning? How far along are you in the process? Because the building still presents a risk in its current state.
And that's why we did a structural upgrade 2 years ago. We did a full structural upgrade 2 years ago. If you look at the permits, if you Google it, if you just look up at the DBI, it will tell you where we are at with it. We are held up with the city right now. We're just waiting for the process to go to move along.
Question for the department, as is without the building being occupied, are there imminent health and safety threats?
Okay. I think they have a last assessment done last year. They do kind of like soaring support further on the lower level, the lateral basing. And we can request the owner to have another assessment by the third party professional to see if there are any continued monitoring. So if they are safe for a certain period, then we are okay to wait. But however, I will kind of align with Matt Green, possibly recommend to provide a short duration to see if they are able to obtain the demolition permit. If they are able to demo the existing building, that building is unsafe structure. So that if that able to demo, then the threat or unsafe condition can be abated.
So where is the demo permit in the process?
They are still pending for approval. They filed that. I don't have the exact date, but I think I have the record that in the...
And how long does it typically take to get to approval?
We cannot answer this question.
Oh, because it has to go to planning.
That possibly is the city planning for demo the building.
But, to answer your original question, they filed for the demolition permit in July of 2022.
Okay. And on the question of whether or not as is unoccupied, if it presents a health and safety risk.
Depends on how solid or how sound is the bracing, but usually temporary support structure may not be sustained with the major earthquake. So we don't know. If the major earthquake come, the building may have issue. If they collapse, the building material may fall and provide or causing risk or damage to the adjoining property or the occupant in the next door or on the sidewalk because it's a hillside. And this subject law, again, is located within the Slope Protection Act zone within San Francisco.
Yeah, I think the reality is that they're not going to be able, it will not be able to be abated before any quicker than getting to a demolition permit.
That is correct.
I mean, that's my opinion assessment as someone who does this for a living.
Last week, when I visited the site, the building is unoccupied. Okay.
Commissioner Alexander. So,
I mean, there is temporary shoring in place that was done with permit and inspected. The building is also secured. To help answer your question. So I wouldn't say it's an imminent hazard, but it can't stay there forever.
Better weapons? That's the condition.
Commissioner Alexander Toot.
So I'm trying to understand the logic. So a new owner buys the building. In order to be in compliance today, they would have had to follow two consecutive paths, one for demolition, one for repairs. And that doesn't make a lot of logical sense to me. I understand. Yes, exactly. So it's a remediation. And so if we were to uphold this, then we were basically saying that your attempt and after buying the building to remediate is only insufficient because we didn't move fast enough. I don't think this, anyway, I also don't think this goes away. I don't think anyone's asking for the violation to go away. So I'm interested in putting this into abeyance and but continued monitoring for safety reasons, which I think sounds, I'm seeing nods in the, so hopefully that is agreeable to both parties. And from the city attorney, what is the allowable time for abeyance? I believe we have structure, or we have something about that.
Sorry, give me 1 second.
No problem. I guess other folks can talk whether.
It sounds to me like you've done a lot of the work that you've needed to do. I don't have a question at this point, but it sounds to me that you've done a lot of the work that you need to do to address a lot of the other notices of violation. So,
except one.
Except for this one. And it sounds like you also have submitted for a permit for demolition. It's just taking a long time to get there.
And for a new building, and demolition is part of it. This is an ongoing process with this. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing
Absolutely.
Thing.
Yeah.
I wish it went faster. I don't want to be here either.
I do too.
I'd like to address the situation. I can't.
Yeah.
For health, for safety, for my safety, and my worker's safety, my contractor's safety.
I hear you. I do. The status of this permit is that it's in planning right now. That's what you said? And it's been in planning since 2022?
July of 2022 was when it was first filed.
Okay, yes. And we have no, I mean, I know that we have no, like, jurisdiction over planning, but with our relationship with planning, do we ever get to, like, check in on an apartment, ask them to move something? A demo permit takes over 2 years?
Yes, I communicate with planning regularly, but the demolition of residential units is sort of a longer process. I know that.
Okay.
Open for. I don't want to comment on what's yeah. taking planning so long.
It yeah, just, no, it, it yeah, can take a while. Not. Of course not. Okay. All that just to say that I'm aligned with Commissioner Alexander Tutt. I think that it makes sense to put this in abeyance and give you a little bit more time before we have to do anything, before we uphold this. It is obviously still a risk, but it sounds like you are moving forward on remediating the notice of violation, and it does not feel fair from where I'm sitting to move forward on the notice of violation when you are in good faith moving forward on addressing it.
Yeah. I would just make one comment about the owner. There was a second order of abatement that was supposed to be heard today that we were able to resolve and close the case last week. So I would say that the owner is using their best efforts to get this demolition permit issued and move forward.
All right. Do we have an answer?
Yeah, and just to answer the question, so any AAB decision that modifies an order of abatement with respect to violations that do not constitute a serious and imminent hazard must provide that the work to repair such violations commence within 60 days and be completed within a reasonable time not to exceed 18 months.
Oh, 18 months is the max. Okay. Commissioner Ming?
Mike? My question was just when, for the owner, when was the last time you've been in communication with the planning department, and have they given you any indication of?
Last week, there was emails sent.
If you can come up to the mic, actually. Yeah, can you come to the mic?
Pretty much every week we're, you know, sending emails. Last week we sent out one, haven't heard anything back. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's the change of administration. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'd like to hear from them, too, you know.
Okay.
All right.
So they haven't given you any indication of when you might get your demo approved?
No. I wish. Yeah.
Thank you.
Commissioner Alexander, too.
To the Deputy City Attorney, can you clarify what the 60 days means again? That what would have to be done within 60 days?
The work would have to start.
The work would have to start within 60 days. Well, that seems impossible. So can we instead table this to a later meeting?
Did you say, it's just for clarification, the work to up to 18 months? What was
that?
The work to repair or correct the violations must start within 60 days.
The construction work or the...
Whatever the violation, the underlying. And it sounds like he's already started.
Okay.
And so it just requires that in the event that work has not started to correct the violations, that work would need to start within 60 days and be completed within a reasonable time not to exceed 18 months.
Does the work, I'm sorry.
I guess, so by work can, does, you know, working on a, per, towards a permit count towards work on, an, to this extent?
It's not, I don't know.
Okay, it's, if it's not clear, then.
It's not clear, or okay. There's no additional guidance from the building code.
Well, then I'd like to make a motion that we put this in abeyance for 60 days and consider work towards the approval of a permit to be considered work towards resolution and with the extension up to 18 months. Well, with the – what is the language on the 18 months? I don't have it in front of me, so it's hard for me to quote it.
So the idea is to hold the order. So this is if you want to modify. I suppose this would constitute a modification of the order of abatement.
Because I'm thinking either
maybe
abeyance or table this to a later meeting.
If it's allowed, would it be amenable for you to return to staff for further monitoring, and we can see where this is in 3-4 months and maybe bring it back if necessary, if that's allowed?
You could continue this to another time. So instead of making a decision whether to uphold, modify, or reverse the order, you could table it for another time in 2 to 3 months or whenever you decide you want to hear it again for, and in that, during that time, you don't need to rehear all of the presentation. You would just get either a status update or any additional testimony from both parties, and then you can decide by motion during that time.
So can we move it? Can we table it and give the discretion to the chair to schedule this, to reschedule it at a time that she sees fit?
Yes.
That's my motion.
Second.
So so can we, okay, so the motion is to continue this matter to a later time to be determined by the...
With recommendation from the department and the conference with the chair.
Correct.
I would like to make a friendly addition, and that is that we also include ongoing monitoring of the site, which you had mentioned earlier, and I think is really important to include here.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Could I clarify what you mean by ongoing monitoring? Would it be engineer to report a monthly report?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's a motion by Commissioner Alexander Toot with the friendly amendment by Commissioner Newman. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So there's a motion and a second. Is there public comment on this motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll do the roll call vote. President Chavez?
Yes.
Vice President Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
And the motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so next we have item E, general public comment. Is there any general public comment on the abatement that's for items that are not on the abatement appeals board agenda? Okay, seeing none, we have item F, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So motioned.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now adjourned. It's 10:11 a.m. and we will reconvene as a building inspection commission at 10:30 a.m. Thank you.